for CASM Radio. I am Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. And usually at this time, we recap markets, your day in markets. Instead, we're going to recap Dairy Day at the Capitol today. Lots of comments. First of all, from Stearns County dairy farmer Aaron Vogt from Vogt Dairy, south of Sauk Center, now serving on the board with Minnesota Milk. He talks about why he has taken the lead and gotten involved when it comes to Minnesota Milk and the dairy industry.
Well, I'll be honest, I had thought about it for a while, and then this Jerry Jennison actually talked to me this fall and asked if I'd be interested. And, you know, I thought, I'll give it a try. This is my first board I've ever been on. I made it very clear that I it's new to me, and I got a lot to learn, but I've been in the industry now for 15 years, so I think I have some information that I can help contribute to the board and hopefully help out Minnesota dairy farmers.
Minnesota Milk Executive Director Lucas Shostrom also talking about today, where, of course, you discuss policy, other issues being talked about in the legislature, but he says, bottom line, building relationships is very key.
As executive director of this organization representing our farmers across the state, and most impactful is when I get a text message from a legislator when they're trying to make a quick decision. And I know it's the same for Darren. You know, it's not meetings like this today. This meeting today is great, beneficial. We may move some minds here, but they're going to be meeting again a month from now, 3 months from now, next year, and trying to think, who's the expert I should talk to on this? Who, and it might be a farmer they text or give a phone call or email to. It might be me. And so that's what we really want, is that the legislators know that they can come to Minnesota Milk as a resource, and they can come to the farmers, the 55-plus who are in this room today. And if they have a question on something that's going to affect dairy farmers, we hope they reach out.
Dr. Maren Bozek joining us as well from the University of Minnesota, ag economist, also working with Minnesota Milk. He discussed some of these changes that will benefit dairy farmers this year in MPP.
From this year, you could get up to 12 checks. So every month is taken separately. Every month is evaluated separately. So it's a little bit simpler to understand. Premiums don't have to be paid until September. So you could potentially get a check for February or March or April. And I'm looking at net expected indemnities to be positive all the way through July. So substantial help during the spring flush. You could be getting those checks before you have to pay any premiums, if my understanding is correct. Premiums shouldn't be due until September. So quite a big help for cash flow this year. And also Representative Peterson has been working hard on proposed changes to this program for the next farm bill. If those changes get through, this could be a game changer for family farms in the next few years. Next few years, it could be difficult. Exports are really a wild card, but with the proposed changes that he has introduced to MPP, that could be a game changer. There's hope there for family farms.
For CASM Radio, I'm Joe Gill.